Welcome, everybody, to the summer break edition of the Brenton on Tudor podcast. It is that time. It is the middle of July. I've been hammering you every week with a podcast for the most part. You guys have been amazing listeners, and I totally appreciate listening, tuning in, everything that you guys have done so far to help me build this podcast. But it's time for a break. It's the summer. Not a lot of people in their cars at this point. Plus, it's been weeks and weeks and weeks of just content crazy. You know what I mean? Everyone takes vacation, right? So the Kids on the Escalator podcast that I do with my good friend, Chris Machete, we just did our final episode of season one. Great time. Had an amazing time. Tons of guests. And it got me thinking, you know, I probably should break on the Brenton on Tour podcast because Brenton is not on tour yet. Brenton will be on tour mid-August and beyond. So it makes more sense to be on tour and have a show. My schedule's loading up. Things are getting a little bit busy balancing, you know, family life and building a tour and going out, coming up with new content, coming up with micro content. So it's been getting a little bit busy. But a few thank yous. Sarah Kay, who got my YouTube sorted out and did so much great work to get me all the micro content of everything I've done so far this year, has been a gem, and I really appreciate all of your efforts to get that going. She will be a big part of the Brenton on Tour podcast moving forward. I would even be surprised if she makes a few appearances. She's been awesome. Can't wait to introduce you guys to her, but also look her up on YouTube, on my YouTube. Sarah Kay has been doing some great graphic stuff for me and all the rest of it. So huge thanks to her for getting that sorted and getting me on my way. So I'm going to be going out around August the 17th. I'm gone until on Canadian Thanksgiving, which is around the second week of October. I will be broadcasting again come September. I've got a bunch of guests, as I mentioned on the last episode. I got a bunch lined up for the next season, if I'm doing seasons. I haven't really done seasons yet. It's been modules, coffee, music, travel, and life, as you know. But I will be visiting coffee shops around America. I'm hitting some of my favorite places again, like Albuquerque, New Mexico, Cutbow Coffee. I'm going to go down and see them. I'll be in Dallas again, so I'll make sure I get down to those guys. There's been a lot of cool coffee places around. So that's a fun part of touring for me, is being able to go and discover all this amazing coffee and these coffee places from around the world. So it makes it a little bit easier to be Brenton on tour and recording coffee content. So you're going to see a resurgence of that. Tune into my Instagram and Twitter if you want to check out my daily stories. I'll still be on there doing daily stories of the coffee of the day, because I like to find amazing coffee all over this fine planet of ours and show it off and then drink it. So make sure you tune in to that. That'll be happening all the time. Brenton on Tour podcast. You can find that online everywhere. So tune in for that. I'll keep the coffee journey going because you guys like that. And then I'm working on the next sort of run of guests, which I mentioned before. I've got a cast member from The Sopranos coming on. I've got some guests from some great bands coming on. I'll be touring with some bands. You never know. Maybe they'll line up on it. Who knows? But I'm excited about the next phase of where the Brenton on Tour podcast is going to go. I had a very, very busy year on that front. We added video, as you guys know, which you can find on YouTube. And that's been a blast trying to produce that show and sort of have a, you know, get a feel for how to produce a live show, have it flow. I'm defaulting to Dean Blundell a lot because of how his show goes, which is must listen to every single week, every day. He's got some great guests on there with him and Lachlan. You got to listen to it. It's really great. He really pushes the buttons, and I love that, you know. Not like the old buttons that everyone's used to. He pushes these new buttons of what's going on in the world right now. So I always love watching him push buttons. This having a show is so much fun. And the fact that you guys give me any time at all during your week amongst all the other podcasts that you have going is always an honor for me to be able to yatter on. I think I've done a few episodes on my own, and you guys still tuned in, and I really appreciate that. It's always better for me, I think, on a guest scenario, because I really like deep diving into the journey of the guest, and I think you guys do as well. So stand by for some more guests, lots and lots of guests. I like having them on the show. And if they make the time, it definitely helps make the show, and definitely helps me educate you guys and teach you as we go, because I like to learn. And if I'm learning, then maybe you guys are learning, right? I mean, that's the plan. So more to come from that. It's the summer. What do you got planned? I've already got a child with a broken limb, so my summer has changed a little bit. Yes. Camping trip one, daughter nothing, a little rollover, pain in the butt. But she is a trooper and she'll make it through, but she is the queen of getting injured in the summertime. And that's what's just happened. So over the next 5 weeks before I head out on tour, it's going to be making sure she's up to speed and ready to go before I split again. But what's your summer look like? Are you getting back to normal where you live? Are you going to go to the movies? Are you going to cottage life? Are you on the lake? Are you going to actually travel on a plane? Are you going to try to get out and do something? Curious what you guys are doing with your time. Are you not quite ready yet? I mean, that's a question. Are you ready to go out and travel? Or are you just sticking close to home still? Don't have much time. It's going to be the fall and then it's going to be winter and it's going to be snowing and you're not going to be able to do anything. It's going to be out. It's going to be freezing. So get out, get outside, enjoy it. Lots to come from the Brenton on Tour podcast. Having so much fun doing this for you and I appreciate you listening. Just a quick episode today. It is the summer break. I'm going to let you guys off easy. We're just going to go just like 8 minutes here, 10 minutes. Huge thanks to my friends at Partake, who sponsored me this summer as well as the spring. It is the non-alcoholic beer. And it's the best one I've tasted because, you know, I don't drink. Yeah. I don't drink. I haven't talked about it much lately. But yeah, I'm off it. I've been off it for 2.5 years, but I really enjoy these partakes. IPA, blonde, stout, red. They got a pale, they got tons, and they're really, really cool. And I wasn't even much of a beer drinker when I did drink. I was more of a whiskey guy, but hey, whatever. They sent them out. They just made a lime. I'm going to try it out. Very cool. Thanks to them. Huge thanks to Blue Microphones, the Blue Yeti X that you hear me on, as well as the Mixfi headphones that I'm wearing. Those guys, amazing job. Thank you so much for sponsoring the Brenton on Tour and the Kids on the Escalator podcast. Do yourself a favor. If you're going to start a podcast, if you're going to, you know, appear in a podcast, or maybe you're a gamer, it's really awesome gear. You should do yourself and affordable too. Honestly, why waste your time with cheap gear? You want to sound good, do the whole thing. They also got the Logitech C920 webcam, which is awesome. So yeah, just little things that help get this sort of show moving. Try to sound as best I can for you because I like listening to good pods. I don't know about you guys, but I like listening to good audio. That's again, huge thanks to Sarah Kay for all your help this year, getting me sorted out on YouTube and all the rest of it. Very crucial for me as I build the show and that you guys have micro content to watch. All my guests so far, up to this break have been amazing with your time. So thank you so much for that. Make sure you tune into old episodes. I'll be posting them throughout the next couple of weeks just for, you know, purposes of you guys revisiting some of the stuff that we did. Interviews with like Biff Naked, Ray Maida from Our Lady Peace. I mean, from the music side, yeah. I mean, I've got Brian Wheat from Tesla. They got a new record coming out. I got the guys from Artery Community Roasters. I got the guys from the Vancouver Coffee Snobs. I've got Coffee Snobs podcast. There's so many different guys that joined. So thanks to them. And thanks to you guys for listening and weighing in and giving me your thoughts. That is the Brenton on Tour podcast. That is the end of this run. And we'll see you in September-ish. But whatever, it'll be Brenton back on tour on the Brenton on Tour podcast. Thanks, everybody. Talk soon.
I'm Matt Kundle, host of the Sound Off Podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent. Almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jaggin' Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.